Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a man so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo, but somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building. I might roll a brand new car. Cause I'm the unknown stuntman that made Redford such a star. I've never spent much time in school, but I've taught ladies plenty. It's true, I hire my body out to pay.
Hey, hey!
I've gotten burned over Cheryl Teagues, blown up for Rocky Welch. But when I wind up in the hay, it's only hay.
Hey, hey!
I might jump an open drawbridge or Tarzan from a vine. Cause I'm the unknown stuntman that makes Eastwood look so fine.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is stop gambling with your life. Stop gambling with your life. Yes, I don't know if you know, but when I was a little kid, I used to watch this movie called The Fall Guy. Yes, and this Fall Guy, he was a stuntman. Lee Majors, he played Colt Seavers. It was a Hollywood stuntman who moonlights as a bounty hunter. And he used his physical skills and knowledge as stunt effects, especially stunts involving cars, or his large GMC pickup truck to capture fugitives and criminals. You see, in the movie, Colt Seaver would gamble his life to do a stunt. Well, that's what stunt men and stunt women do. They play and they gamble with their lives. They play and they gamble with their lives with being setting themselves on fire or jump in ravines. And I don't know if you remember Evel Knievel. Well, he was a stuntman on a motorcycle, and he used to jump tons of cars. Yes, and Evel Knievel, he would crash so many times, and he would end up in a coma so many times, and he would break so many arms and legs, and these stuntmen, they would be gambling with their lives. And these stuntmen, they didn't really care, and some of them would jump out of airplanes and helicopters, but stuntmen, that's exactly what they do. They gamble with their life. Evel Knievel would gamble with his life by jumping his motorcycle. What about you today? Are you gambling your life? Are you gambling with your life? I'm here to tell you today that Jesus Christ does not want you to gamble with your life. Are you gambling with your life with drugs and alcohol? Are you gambling with your life with sexual relationships with many partners? Are you gambling with your life with your finances today? Going to the casino. Are you gambling with America's future? My question to you, are you gambling with your life today? Stop gambling with your life. Stop being a stuntman. Jesus Christ says, that you need to stop gambling with your life and turn to Jesus Christ. Matthew 4:5, we see Satan is asking Jesus to gamble his life by jumping off the highest point of the temple. You know, when the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple, Satan said, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. What was Satan asking Jesus Christ to do? He was asking Jesus to jump. To take a risk. To be a stuntman. Jump. Here Satan was quoting a scripture from the Psalms. So verse 91, verse 11. The Psalms 91, 11 said, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. And they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone. Satan knew what the scripture was saying when he told Jesus. He said, why don't you jump? Why don't you gamble your life and jump, Jesus? This is what Satan was telling Jesus to do, to gamble his life and to jump at the highest point of the temple, because Satan knew the scripture. For Satan knew that the Bible said, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all his ways. Satan knew the angels would come to his rescue. This is what Satan already knew. And so what did he do? He wanted Jesus to gamble with his life. And Jesus returned and said, he will command his angels, for this is what Satan said. He said, for he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. And yes, this is what Satan was quoting, Psalms 91, 11, and 12. But Jesus said, he answered, it is written, do not put the Lord your God to a test. I don't know how many people I talk to, they really gamble their life away. Putting God to a test. Putting God to a test, gambling their life away, testing God, doing things that will put God to a test. Doing drugs. Thinking that there isn't consequences to these actions. But America today, we're testing God. We're testing God because we have turned evil. We have become a very evil, satanic nation. How long will you test Jesus Christ? I want to know. How long will you test Jesus Christ? Because you're gambling your life away. You're no different than a stuntman. A stuntman knows he is gambling his life when he performs these different effects. And just like the fall guy with Colt Seaver, he knew that everything he did could destroy his life. And what about you today? What are you doing? Some of you are destroying your life. You're gambling your life away. Stop gambling your life away. You see, Satan tested Jesus Christ in the desert. This is the same thing that happened in Manasseh. And Jesus Christ was tested, and Satan wanted Jesus to throw his life away. Satan wanted Jesus to throw his life away. And Jesus Christ, he said, do not test the Lord your God. I'm here to tell you that Satan right now wants you to throw your life away. Satan wants you not to care. Satan wants you not to try. Satan wants you to give up. Satan wants you to throw your life away. Stop testing Jesus Christ. Stop testing God. Don't throw your life away. Don't throw your country away. Don't throw your marriage away. Satan would love you to throw your life away. He would love you to throw your marriage away. Stop gambling with your life. Let me ask you a question. Are you testing Jesus Christ today? Are you testing Jesus like Satan tested him to jump? You know, in the Bible, in Deuteronomy 6:16, the Bible says, don't push God, your God, to the wall as he did in the day of Massa, the testing place. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 6:16, you shall not tempt the Lord your God as ye tempted him in Massa. You see, this is one of the passages from Deuteronomy that Jesus used in vanquishing the devil on the occasion of the temptation. In Matthew 4:7 and Luke 4:12. You see, to tempt God is to put him to the test. Or to try to make him act in a certain way to prove his goodness and power. Some of you think you can wrap Jesus Christ around your little pinky. And some of you want to test God to prove his goodness and power. Some of you are just playing out doing stupid things and making bad decisions. And you're trying to test God to prove his goodness and power to you. Just like in Massa, when the people needed water, they cried out in unbelief, saying, is the Lord among us or not? You see, in Massa, the people needed water. The people needed water. And they cried out in unbelief, saying, is God really among us? Is the Lord Jesus really among us today? Does Jesus Christ really care? Where is he? There's so much trouble. I'm not understanding why. Is the Lord among us or not? In Exodus 17:17, and he called the name of the place Massa and Meribah because the chiding of the children of Israel and because they tempted the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? Are you testing God today? This is my sermon to you. Are you tempting Him? Are you doing stupid things and expecting God to always come in and to save you? Why are you gambling with your life? Why do you continue to tempt the Lord Jesus Christ? Why do you think He is a joke? Why do you continue to laugh at the Scriptures? What are you, a stuntman? Gambling with your life? How many people I know that have jumped, what I've seen, that have jumped off the San Francisco Bridge? Gambling with their life as if it didn't matter whether they lived or die. Don't it matter to you whether you live or die? Don't it matter to you whether you live or die? So why are you gambling with your life? So many people today, they gamble. They not only gamble with their life, but they gamble with their finances, and they go to casinos, and they gamble their whole wealth away. They bought into the lie of Satan, as Satan told Jesus Christ to jump. I'm telling you, Satan is telling you to jump. How many people stand on a bridge and they hear a voice and that voice says, jump! Just jump! And so they jump and then they fall to the ground and die. This was the same voice that spoke to Jesus when he took him to the temple and said, jump, as he quoted Psalms 91 and said, surely the angels will rescue you if you jump. You see, Satan wanted Jesus to gamble with his life. So why are you gambling with your life by doing drugs? Why are you gambling with your life by all the sexual adultery? Why are you gambling with your life by all the gambling you do? What do you think? You're a stuntman? You think you're Evel Knievel? Evel Knievel gambled so much with his life, broke so many bones, so many times he almost killed himself. You see, Jesus Christ used this text in his contest with Satan, further reveals that what is forbidden in any presumptive reliance upon the providence of God, Satan suggests that if Jesus jumped off the pinnacle of the temple, that God would not allow him to be injured. You see, Satan told Jesus, hey, just jump. Just go and kill yourself. Just jump. And that somehow God would send his angels and would not allow him to be injured. But Christ's answer shows that any presumption on the part of any person who might deliberately enter into danger would be sinful. So if you deliberately enter yourself into a dangerous situation at sin, this is what the Bible says. If Jesus Christ would have jumped, angels would not have rescued him, and he would have fell and he would have died on the ground. You see, the sin is deliberately injuring yourself, deliberately putting yourself in a dangerous situation, deliberately doing things. This is sin unto God's eyes. I mean, this is what the Bible says. Any part of any person who might deliberately enter themselves into danger, into a dangerous situation, this is sinful unto God. I'm not talking about the military going on a mission. I am talking about someone who deliberately puts himself in a dangerous situation and then tests God to save him is sin. So in case Christ had accidentally fallen from the pinnacle of the temple, of course, God would have rescued him. But for the Son of God to have deliberately jumped from that eminence would have been sinfully presumptuous. You know, it's pretty remarkable that our Lord not only took all of his answers from the Scripture during this temptation, but they all came from the same portion of Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. You know, today in America, we are really testing God. We are really testing Jesus today with all of our evil television shows, with all of our evil devices, with all of our evil technologies. We are really testing God today. When will we stop testing Jesus with all of with our lives and with the future of America? Stop gambling your life. Stop gambling your life. I mean, it's pretty simple. When you watch television, satanic symbols, satanic evil television, you're gambling with your life. Too many people today across America are gambling with their lives. And the Bible said, stop gambling with your life. But you know, the Bible says in Matthew 21:12 that Jesus went straight to the temple and threw out everyone who had set up shop, buying and selling. He kicked over the tables of loan sharks and the stalls of dove merchants. And Jesus quoted this text, my house was designed to be a house of prayer, but you have made it to a hangout for thieves. How many churches across America today are testing Jesus Christ and using the church for personal gain? Using the church for their trophy wives, exotic trips, fame and fortune. This is what happened back in the Bible. The church was a place to take out money. They were testing Jesus Christ, these loan sharks. They were testing God because they had stalls of doves and they had all the merchants. And they had these loan sharks, just like we have today in America, who was buying and selling at the church. They were profiting and using the church to make the profit. I don't know about you today, but there's a lot of pastors and a lot of churches out there are using the church only for profit. Why do we continue to test Jesus Christ? Why do we continue to test God? Why do we put God to a test? Stop gambling with your life. Stop testing God. But we test God every day, don't we? We always want to put God to a test. We want to do stupid things and ask God to bail us out. Bail us out. I made this mistake. Bail us out because you wanted to test. You wanted to test God. You wanted to test the boundaries. What about, you ever see a child that wanted to test boundaries? They just test and test and test and test. They test boundaries. And you wanted to test, and you wanted to test the boundary, and you wanted to keep going across the boundary. And one day you found out that you tested the boundary too long and you paid the consequences. But I'm here to tell you, you're doing the same thing with Jesus Christ. You continue to test and test and test and test. And why do you continue to test God? And one way you test God is by gambling with your life. And every time that you do crazy stunts or drugs and alcohol or have sexual relationships with multiple partners or you gamble with your finances or some politicians are now gambling with Americans' future, my question to you, why are you gambling? Why are you gambling with our life? Why are you gambling and testing Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ kicked over the tables of the money changers. He had enough. He said, stop using my church for your personal benefits. The church was used to be a house of prayer. And you've made it to a hangout of thieves. You need to understand that today. Satan told Jesus to jump and to save himself. But when Jesus Christ was dying on the cross in Matthew 27:40, you bragged that you could tear down the temple and then rebuild it in 3 days. So show us your stuff. This is what they were saying to Jesus as he was hanging on the cross. Save yourself. If you're really the Son of God, come down that cross and save yourself. Another test. Testing Jesus Christ. Testing him. Satan tempted him to jump. Then they hung him on the cross and then tempted him to come down. Not only so many people doubted Jesus, they tempted Jesus. And when you doubt, that's when you tempt. And back in Deuteronomy and Massa, this was a place where they call the place of tempting. This was a place where they were tempted and they tempted God. It signifies temptation. And this is when made Jesus Christ really angry . What about you today? Are you testing God? Are you gambling with your life? Are you putting yourself in these kind of dangers that are really sinful? I've seen a lot of missionaries that went in dangerous situations. You know it's sinful to go in these extreme dangerous situations. A lot of them come up dead. Then they tell me that God called them to go in these dangerous situations. But once you put yourself in a dangerous situation, you are tempting God to prove to you His power. And this is sinful, and this is wrong. Just like Satan tempted God to jump from the pinnacle to prove His power for the angels to come and rescue. Could they rescue Him? Yes. But the sin was to tempt God to rescue. How many of you are tempting God right now? How many of you are gambling with your lives today? If you're honest with yourself, you might say that I am. We really need Jesus back in America, because I'm telling you, America is really testing God. America doesn't believe wrath or judgment could ever fall on this country. America doesn't believe that God will not show His wrath. They are testing God. In Mark 15:30, so show us your stuff. Save yourself if you're really God's son. Come down from the cross. Luke 23:37. So you're the king of the Jews, are you? Then save yourself. Luke 23:39. One of the criminals hanging alongside cursed him. Some Messiah you are. Save yourself. Save us. They just tempted, laughed at Jesus Christ all the way to His death. It's pretty disgusting today in America. We just laugh at Jesus Christ. We take Jesus out of every church, our society. How long are we going to test God? How long are we going to test Jesus Christ? How long are you going to test Jesus when you don't think there's consequences to our actions? Stop gambling with your life. Stop putting yourself in unnecessary dangers. Stop trying to be a stuntman. We really need Jesus Christ back in America, and we really need Him now. We need to stop testing Jesus. And we need to fear Jesus once again. We need to ask Jesus Christ in our hearts again. We need to repent and ask Jesus to come back into our lives. Come back into the United States of America. We need Jesus, and we need Him now.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Sarah. I've never been with anything less than a man. So fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo, but somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies the guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building, I might roll a brand new car, cause I'm the unknown stuntman made red for such a star. I've never spent much time in school, but I've taught ladies plenty. It's true, I hire my body out for pay.
Hey, hey!
I've gotten burned over Cheryl Teagues, blown up for Rocky Welch. But when I wind up in the hay, it's only hay.
Hey, hey!
I might jump an open drawbridge or Tarzan from a vine, cause I'm the unknown.